Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Franklin County Program Manager for 4-H, Josie Thompson. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Now, a big 4-H episode today.
Yeah.
Achievement nights, a couple other things you've got going on.
Yeah. As the year is, the 4-H year comes to an end as of today, a lot of great things start happening at the beginning of our year to kick things off. The first thing is that tomorrow is the first day to enroll in 4-H. So October 1 is officially here and it's time to get going. So I want everyone to start thinking about their goals for the year, what projects they want to do. There's just a lot going on and we're excited to get the new 4-H year started. Some other things to keep in mind is that next week, starting on Sunday, is National 4-H Week. So the 5th through the 11th is National 4-H Week, and there are so many things you can do to spread the word about 4-H. One of our big ones is you could come here on COFO and you could do a little talk. You could go to your schools, your libraries, and spread the word about 4-H. Fun story, that's actually how I ended up finding out about 4-H and joining it, is some fellow 4-H members came to my class in second grade during National 4-H Week and told us about why I should join 4-H. And I quite literally took that seriously and went home and told my parents that I needed to join. And here I am several years later and doing the same forward. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call the office, as we have so many ideas and ways to help guide you into spreading the word and getting other members to join and to get ready for 48 hours of 4-H week, which is the 11th through the 12th. Something else to start marking your calendars for is Achievement Night. So if you aren't familiar with Achievement Night, it's a night where all of the 4-H members in the county come together to start celebrating the achievements that they've had throughout the year. Each county is a little bit different on some of the activities they do, but they're all want to celebrate everyone, all achievements, big and little. Anderson County's is on November 9th at 5 p.m. Osage County's is on November 10th. And Franklin County's is on October 22nd. So make sure you're saving those dates and signing up and RSVPing for the dinner at Achievement Night. Everyone is welcome. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and we want everyone to be there to celebrate those kids because they all worked really hard this last year. So just start thinking about how you're going to get ready for the new 4-H year and what you're going to start doing. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call the office, as we're always here to help.
Yeah, we'd love to see the kids get the recognition, and everybody, make sure you sign up. It's a whole lot of fun. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.